Major technique number three, the NLP technique. You may or may not have heard of NLP, which stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming. But even though it's a very complicated sounding name, it's something that is quite easy for you to put into practice. The idea is that you think of some particular words or sounds that you will only use when your baby is about to go to sleep. This could be a lullaby that you sing, a tune that you hum, a lullaby or relaxing musical track that you play on CD, or even just a few relaxing sentences that you say over and over to your baby, such as, "Go to sleep, my baby, go to sleep, my baby." The important thing here is that your baby only hears these particular sounds when they're going to sleep. It should not be something they ever hear when they're playing or feeding or just generally during the day. What we want is for your child to associate the sounds solely with going to sleep, so it's important that they only hear them at sleep time, and also that the sounds they hear are the same each time. For many parents, a recording on CD is the best option, because you can be sure that it will sound exactly the same every single time you play it. When you've chosen the sound that you will use, here is how to best use this technique. For the purpose of this example, we'll assume that you've chosen to play a lullaby CD, but you will still follow the same technique if you decide to sing or even talk to your baby. For the next week, you should keep the CD player handy at the side of the baby's cot at all times. Your selected song or songs should then be played gently each time your baby is going to sleep. For this first week though, you should be very careful to ensure that it is only played when your baby is actually entering the sleep state. In other words, your baby is not quite asleep, but is very close to nodding off. Watch for them fighting to keep their eyes open, or a faraway look in their eyes. This is so that your baby starts to subconsciously associate hearing the song with falling asleep. The magic of this technique is that once the association has been made, possibly after the first week or so, you can start to introduce the music earlier in your baby's sleep routine, and you'll find that on hearing it, your baby will become calmer and start to fall to sleep. Just be careful that you don't bring the playing of the music too early, too soon. The associations with sleep have to be there first, or the technique will not work so effectively.